Another chance for you to see Weezer at Crypto.com when they play October 24th and qualify to see him again in Toronto is coming up on the World Famous K-Rock. It is the World Famous K-Rock, 106.7 KROQ. Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. Final day of giving up the Red Hot Chili Peppers for Lent is today. We have People Are Dumb on the way. What's up with Florida? It's a very strange story. A Florida cop was punished for farting in a colleague's face. That is what happens in college and also in the police force in Florida. The Artemis II is amazing. These astronauts are actually doing interviews from space. That's crazy. We have the 420 catch of the day, which is our new music feature. And in the 5 o'clock hour, your tickets for Darker Waves with Smashing Pumpkins and Morrissey, question mark?
Hey, Rock, hello.
Hey, what's up, Kevin?
What's happening?
Winning.
Still no.
I think there is definitely a sense of disappointment.
A convicted thief who wrote an autobiography on past heists is accused of robbing another bank. People Are Dumb, coming up next on K-Rock. Guy who wrote a book on robbing banks was caught robbing a bank. People Are Dumb next. Tickets for Weezer at Crypto.com, October 24th, on the way in about 20 minutes. You also qualify to see the band a second time in Toronto.
People are dumb. People are dumb. People are dumb. People are dumb.
A convicted thief who penned an autobiography on past bank heists is accused of robbing another bank. The guy's name is Charles Christopher Martinez. He is 48 years old. Martinez wrote an autobiography, The Life of an Outlaw, in 2018, which provided the inside look to his previous bank heists and his membership of the Sereños, a prison gang that he claimed was run by the Mexican mafia. In the book's description, Martinez wrote that he had to use his connections to survive in prison. That book, his autobiography, was written in 2018. The guy went in depth. This is how I robbed banks. I robbed each one. He gave specifics of how he went in and robbed the bank. He also details getting caught. And like I say, living in prison, he says, is not guaranteed. All right, remember, that was 2018. In January of this year, he tried to rob another bank. The police ID'd the man as the self-professed true crime author and officially announced his arrest. Bank robbery is a federal offense punishable by upwards of 20 years in prison, which is where you'll find Charles Christopher Martinez.
Dumbass.
Nope. Nope. Sorry. Lent. Gave up the Red Hot Chili Peppers. I think it's what Jesus would want. Here's Rage Against the Machine on K-Rock. K-Rock, hello. Who's this?
Hey, it's Charlie.
Hey, Charlie, you're caller 20. You win.
Hey, that's amazing.
Nicely done. You got tickets to see Weezer at Crypto.com October 24th, and you're in the drawing on Monday to go see him a second time in Toronto.
Amazing.
This is Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. I am fascinated by this Artemis II. A man going back to the moon?
ABC News checked in with the four astronauts now on their way to the moon as part of NASA's Artemis II mission.
The interview came just moments after a critical step in their historic journey.
I gotta tell you, it's a little weird to be doing an interview with people in space on their way to the moon. Here's ABC News.
Integrity, this is Gio Benitez at ABC News. How do you hear me?
With our ears, just like everybody on Earth.
Overnight, the Artemis II crew speaking with our Gio Benitez.
What do you want to tell Americans here at home who are watching this right now? They're quite amazed at the fact that you are speaking to us on the way to the moon right now.
First and foremost, I would just like to say,
never gonna give you up, never gonna let you down.
Just kidding. That's not what he did, although it would have been hilarious.
First and foremost, I would just like to say thank you. Your support and trust in us has enabled this and so many people that have worked for so long to make this possible.
How is their connection like that dude is in the room? I can't take phone calls from Southern California without them breaking up and sounding terrible.
The crew took a moment to wave to their families, blasting off from Kennedy Space Center Wednesday.
The crew of Artemis II now bound for the moon.
After spending a day in orbit, the crew worked through a cabin leak alarm.
Holy crap, a cabin leak alarm. When you're in space, I assume that that's frightening as hell.
Then they were able to complete the crucial translunar injection burn, firing the final engine. putting them on a path to the moon.
So this jet burn is the one that gets them out of the orbit of the Earth and sends them through space toward the moon. This is fascinating to me.
It was pretty tense moments there for a second. And when we got done that burn, we just kind of looked at each other as a crew. We have been to the moon before in 1968 through 1972. It's been a long time since we've been back.
How is their connection so strong? Seriously.
And I got to tell you, there is nothing normal about this. Sending four humans 250,000 miles away is a Herculean effort. And we are now just realizing the gravity of that.
Shortly after liftoff, mission specialist Christina Cook helped resolve a different issue.
Now, this is an issue in a spacecraft that you do not want to have.
A malfunctioning toilet.
I'm proud to call myself the space plumber.
They must be so happy that malfunction happened on the way up. She fixed the fan for the toilet.
I like to say that it is probably the most important piece of equipment on board. So we were all breathing a sigh of relief when it turned out to be just fine.
Wow, that could have been a disaster.
Even after these historic first steps, the astronauts know the journey is far from over. They won't land on the moon, but the goal is to pave the way for future landings and the eventual exploration of Mars. For astronaut Jeremy Hansen, who's on his first trip to space, it's already been unforgettable.
It's just so extraordinary. I just kept saying to them yesterday,
it is almost impossible to pick a favorite Foo Fighters song, but this is certainly top three for me. The Pretender on K-Rock. Kevin Ryder in the afternoon.
All right, picture this. You're going through life. Friends, routine, work, everything. But then all of a sudden, bam, out of nowhere, it's Lent.
Yeah, that was 40 days ago.
And you're like, wait, 40 days of what now?
40 days of giving up something important.
Yeah, Lent. It's that season where people give up things like chocolate, social media, maybe even coffee if you're feeling particularly penitent.
Red Hot Chili Peppers.
But seriously, when's the last time you actually thought about Lent?
Every day when I hear a Red Hot Chili Peppers song start and I stop it.
We talk to all sorts of people. All of this just to answer the question, how do we do Lent well? What is the first word that comes to mind when you think of Lent?
Red.
Fasting.
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 Hot.
Giving something up.
Purple.
Chili.
Somber.
No, I like somber.
What did you give up for Lent last year?
What did I give up for Lent last year?
I really don't remember.
Yeah, same. Nope. 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 Last day, Lent. Let's go with Soundgarden on K-Rock. It is K-Rock. It's Kevin Ryder and Megan Holiday.
And we've got Three Things at Four coming up next on the world famous K-Rock.
Megan Holiday is here now with Three Things at Four.
K-Rock. K-Rock. K-R-O-Q.
Three Things at Four.
One, two, three.
Number one, NASA successfully launched their historic Artemis II mission yesterday, sending four astronauts on an incredible 10-day journey around the moon. This monumental flight officially marks the first crewed lunar expedition in over 50 years. The diverse international team will travel deeper into space than any humans before them, while meticulously testing critical navigation and life support systems. After completing a sweeping trajectory around the far side of the lunar surface, the spacecraft will return to Earth for a planned splashdown in the Pacific Ocean. And you know, there was a kid who was there yesterday at the launch, and he was wearing a NASA hat. He was super excited. So of course, CNN interviewed him, and here's what he had to say about it.
Why do you want to be here? Why do you love space? Why do you love being a part of history?
We're going back to the moon, that's why.
I can't even tell you how many times I rewatched this, and it was a hot mic. There was no time for them to delay, to bleep it. That way.
Why do you want to be here? Why do you love space? Why do you love being a part of history?
We're going back to the moon, that's why.
That made me so happy.
That is so good.
Okay. Number two, in the event that you're used to jumping into the 91 freeway carpool lane, but you're not exactly carpooling, you might want to pay attention to this story.
Catching toll lane cheaters. An advanced system is already making a difference in Riverside County. The Transportation Commission installed new high-tech cameras in the HOV 3 Plus lanes back in August. They work day and night and can look through tint. Since being installed, the cameras have caught roughly 25,000 violators a month. Now, cheating drivers get hit with a toll cost and a $5 fee. And the more they catch, the more the cost comes down for honest drivers.
As cheaters have moved out of the 91 Express lanes, HOV 3 Plus lanes, that the toll rates for everybody else is going down, especially outside of the peak periods. That's a really good thing for everybody who's using the 91 Express lane.
So if you're caught cheating by an officer, that could cost you nearly $500.
I was just kind of blown away that there was 25,000.
Wow.
25,000 people a month that were jumping into that lane.
That is shocking.
Isn't that nuts?
Yes.
So I just thought I'd be doing a public service by, you know, sharing about this story.
Wow.
So you don't get fined. And number three, it's Friday, so we always like to talk about movies that are coming out over the weekend. This one's already out. The Super Mario Galaxy movie. Mario and Luigi head into outer space to stop Bowser again. Voices from Chris Pratt, Anya Taylor-Joy, Jack Black, Donald Glover, and Brie Larson. The drama is as a wedding week spirals into chaos for an engaged couple when secrets start surfacing. This stars Zendaya and Robert Pattinson. And Fantasy Life is a newly unemployed New Yorker takes a nanny job on Martha's Vineyard and falls into a complicated summer romance starring Amanda Peet and Alessandro Nivola. I'm Megan Holliday, and that was Three Things at 4 on K-Rock.
K-Rock's 420.
Catch of the day.
A monster catch of the day.
So you two released an EP on Lent, and now their official site says their new EP, Easter Lily, was released yesterday. This is a new song from you two. It's called In a Life. And it's our 420 catch of the day on K-Rock. In a Life, that is you too. It is the brand new 420 catch of the day from their EP just out called Easter Lily. That is our 420 catch of the day on K-Rock. We have your tickets to see Weezer at Crypto.com Arena
on October 24th. And also get on the standby board and let's see them in Toronto. It's coming up on the world famous K-Rock.
No.
Oh,
God. Nope. Also, no. And no.
Okay.
Sorry, I don't know how to stop.
Oh,
we
God.
Have to stop the song because of Lent.
Yeah, but here's the thing, is we are getting lots of texts and calls, and people are really over this whole skipping the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Well, and now I have to tell you something.
Go ahead.
Right now, on hold, is Chad Smith of the Red Hot Chili Peppers, and he wants to talk to you.
Please.
Yeah, I swear to God, it's happening.
K-Rock, hello.
Hi, it's Chad. Is this Kevin?
Yes. Chad Smith.
Yes, sir. How are you doing?
How are you, my friend?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing well.
How's Lent treating you?
Lent is going well.
Yeah, and I think today's the last day.
That's right.
But I got to tell you, it made a lot of people more angry than I thought it was going to.
So you just gave up the Chili Peppers for Lent?
I mean, yeah, it has to be something good. That's the idea behind Lent, is something good.
Okay, that's nice.
So,
I appreciate that.
Well, how about this? You make it up to the fans now by playing an hour of Red Hot Chili Peppers coming up.
is that when Lent is over officially?
I believe so. I'm not really positive about Lent, which is odd because I gave you up for Lent, but...
Yeah, you really did give it your all, considering you don't know a lot about it.
You know how it goes.
Yeah, you know how it goes. Well, maybe it's okay before the sun goes down. You can just kind of stop cutting us off and just, it's okay. I think you've done well.
I've done my damage.
Your damage is good.
Are you guys working on new music? I read that you were at John Frusciante's house.
Oh, well, I guess I'm not really, I can't really speak on that. We're kind of, we're just doing it in a different way. We got some ideas cooking, yeah.
Is it difficult to write new music after, how many years has it been? 50?
Well,
45?
Yeah. I mean, the band started in 83.
Wow. What is that? 43 years?
Yeah.
That's wild.
So that's why we kind of need to shake it up and try a little different approach. And you know, you got to keep things fresh so you can grow as a band and as musicians. So that's what we're doing.
That's exactly what I was doing. You got to change things up. You know, you got to let the Red Hot Chili Peppers breathe for a minute and then bring them back.
There you go. Yeah, exactly. You got to recharge.
I'm doing the right thing.
You just keep on telling yourself that, Kev, okay?
Well, I guess some of your listeners don't agree with
they
you.
They don't.
What's going on with that?
No, they do not. They'll call and say, you give them up for Lent, not me. But that's how it goes.
You can't dictate what I can listen to.
Well, I tried, and I made people angry, and now it's over, and a full hour of Chili Peppers music coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. And Chad, you're the best. Thank you for calling today.
My pleasure. I'm sure they're going to forgive you.
I hope.
That was a nice experiment. But next year you can give up, you know, Creed or something.
I give them up year round. Chad, you rule. Thank you very much for calling today. I appreciate it.
Of course. You're the best. And I want to thank all your listeners for being so loyal to the Red Hot Chili Peppers, baby. Let's go.
They sure are. Thank you, man.
You got it. Happy Easter.
All right, you too. We still have tickets this hour for Darker Waves.
Huntington Beach, November 14th. Morrissey, maybe. Smashing Pumpkins, Simple Minds, Bad Religion, and many more.
There's new Social Distortion, Born to Kill on K-Rock. Talk to Chad Smith from the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Lent's over, baby.
Lent is over. I told him we would play an hour of Red Hot Chili Peppers. Here you go on K-Rock. You know what I just found out?
What?
Lent was over yesterday.
Oh, no. You've been overstepping, skipping when you didn't have to.
My bad, people. Making it up to the Red Hot Chili Peppers fans with an hour of music. Woo-hoo. Last hour, we talked to Chad Smith from the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Well, maybe it's okay before the sun goes down. You can just kind of stop cutting us off and just, it's okay. I think you've done well.
I've done my damage.
Your damage is good.
So we're playing an hour of Red Hot Chili Peppers music for those of you that are fans. Let's talk about this judge that you just told me about. I hadn't seen him.
This story,
you said it's been everywhere.
This story has been crazy viral all this week.
Tell me about it.
Okay, well, so it's this judge that goes off on an IT worker that he had called into the court to fix something, and then the guy fixed it pretty quickly, and the judge was just a total dick to this guy.
All right, here we go.
It's the tense moment between a Texas judge and an IT worker going viral. This clip shows Harris County Judge Nathan Milleron moving aside to allow the IT staffer to help with a computer issue.
5 seconds. 1 second. You don't have to go far.
So that's the IT guy going, hey, stay right here. This is not going to be a difficult thing to fix.
Right.
The technician quickly resolves the issue and makes light of it.
False alarm.
No, it wasn't a false alarm.
False negative.
That's my favorite guy. False negative. And then he realizes that doesn't really make sense, so he laughs. And then the judge really...
But Judge Milleron doesn't find it funny.
Don't joke around. I'm serious about this. It was happening. I understand.
I understand. I'm just saying I can't see it, sir.
We're good. Thank you. Get out of my courtroom.
Get out of my courtroom. You horrible. Go to hell.
Yes.
After telling the staffer to get out of his courtroom, the judge can be seen commenting to himself.
Sick and tired of this today.
It's horrible.
It is
I hate
horrible.
This guy.
I do too.
So much. But you want to know what? There's been a lot of backlash, and the fact that he's exposed like this kind of makes me happy.
Yeah, I love it too.
Yeah.
I love it as well. So we have tickets to give away for Darker Waves.
Yes, this is maybe Morrissey, Smashing Pumpkins, Simple Minds, Bad Religion, Silver Sun Pickup, Soft Cell, many, many bands at Huntington Beach November 14th.
And we're going to give you a pair of tickets if you're the best call with Your Boss Was a Dick.
Yeah!
Your Boss Was a Dick. That's the topic, 800-520-1067 for your calls and or text. Your Boss Was a Dick. K-Rock, hello.
One of my bosses... basically didn't like me because we were the same, like, sign. Like, I was a Virgo and she was a Virgo. Odd, right?
How do you know that? Your boss told you that they didn't like you because of that reason?
Yes, she told me it was because we were the same sign.
What?
And it was really odd because the next day we were going, she was driving inward to the parking lot. I was driving also inward. And she almost hit me with her car straight on. And actually, that was probably the last day I think I ever went in there.
What the hell?
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Yeah. And I was like, we're Virgos. We got to have something in common. It was a crazy experience.
That is crazy.
Oh, my God. My boss tried to run me over, too, but he later claimed that he just couldn't see anything.
Yeah, that's true. He's Mr. Magoo. It is the World Famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ. We are taking phone calls and texts at 800-520-1067 on your boss was a dick.
All right, from the 818, I used to manage a storage facility, and I had a boss that did some really shady stuff, and one thing was refusing to let us know that we had rats.
Oh. We have tickets for Darker Waves, Huntington Beach, Saturday, November 14th. Morrissey, question mark?
Maybe.
Smashing Pumpkins, Simple Minds, Bad Religion, Adam Ant, The Psychedelic Furs, Soft Cell, a whole bunch more. So that's going to be cool, and we are doing it for bad bosses. Your boss was a dick?
Okay. I do bank deposits for them. And there's one big one that I have to go pick up, or mostly pick up. And I asked him, do you want to go pick it up? And he said, yes, I'll go pick it up. Well, he forgot to pick it up and deposit it, and it has to be in. And he got mad at me because I didn't double remind him.
What?
Oh, my God. You should have reminded me.
Why didn't you remind me?
Exactly.
Oh.
That is wild.
Do you still currently work for this person?
Yes, I do.
Oh.
Just give us his first name only.
We're going to call him right now.
His name is Brian.
Brian. This call's about you. Stop being a dick, Brian.
Yeah, Brian. Set a reminder on your phone like everybody else.
K-Rock, hello.
Hey, I have a boss is a dick story.
Let's hear it.
All right, so this is going to be quite a treat because I have two bosses, double dicks, twin brothers.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
This is when I was younger. I was working for a flower shop, and it was my first job. And these brothers were both the owners, and they would come in behind each other's backs and empty out the cash register and tell me not to tell the other one. And so the other one would show up and be like, where's the money? And I'm standing there literally speechless, and they're both punking each other out. And besides all that, one of the brothers had a restraining order or something like that, and he had me delivering flowers to his kid that he wasn't even allowed to go around.
What the hell? The flower shop from hell.
Flower shop from hell, and I was young and naive and had, like, no idea. Shout out to the double dicks.
Double dicks!
K-Rock, hello.
Hey, my boss was a dick?
Yep.
Okay, so this was quite a few years ago. I won a trip to Bottle Rock from you and Bean.
Right.
And I told my boss, hey, I need these days off. He said, oh, you're not going. You should give the trip away. I was like, I can't. It's in my name. So I said, that. I went anyways, and he made me stay home for a week after that.
Unpaid?
Unpaid.
God.
Who did you see at the concert?
It was actually for the Chili Peppers. The game I played was Chili Peppers songs in bluegrass version.
Oh, was it worth it?
Oh, hell yeah.
See?
There you go. Well done. Well done indeed.
It's all full circle today, dude.
It really is.
It's all Chili Peppers infusion. I love this so much.
All right. Darker Waves tickets.
Come on.
I think Double Dicks.
Double Dicks.
Is where we have to go.
So that's Kelly. She's on hold.
Hey, Kelly.
Hey, guys.
Kelly.
Congratulations.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much. Oh, my gosh. I'm so glad that something good came out of those two jerks.
The Double Dicks paid off in the end. Uh-oh.
That's what she said. Chad from the Red Hot Chili Peppers called and reminded me that Lent is over. So I told him I'd play an hour of Red Hot Chili Peppers.
And I am basking in all of the glory. Coming up, it's going to be your final chance to win your tickets to see Weezer at Crypto and get on the standby boarding list to see them again in Toronto. Be caller 20 at 6 on the world famous K-Rock.